This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Democrats in the U.S. Senate are in the process of trying to amend the Republican tax and spend package, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The so-called Voterama is largely a messaging opportunity for Democrats, but they are pushing back on some elements of the One Big Beautiful Bill, such as cuts to the clean energy tax credits for solar and wind, and to health care, Democratic Senator Michael Bennet.
When you throw people off their health care, they end up going to the emergency room to take care of themselves and take care of their families, just as anybody would. That's the most expensive care that anybody could have.
Republicans counter they're going after fraud, waste, and abuse in their health care provisions. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the changes could lead to as many as 16 million people losing coverage. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Medical Society joined dozens of national and state physician groups in signing an open letter to the American people. It backs vaccines as the best tool against respiratory viruses, think flu, RSV, COVID-19. They're saying physicians must align around clear, evidence-based guidance for patients. CMS President Dr. Kim Warner is an OBGYN and recommends them for pregnant patients.
Overwhelmingly, we recommend them, and it also protects their kiddos who can't get vaccinations for 6 months after delivery.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an outspoken vaccine critic. He replaced a key panel of vaccine advisors with his own selections. Kennedy defends them, but infectious disease experts worry they could vote to downgrade the importance of some shots. Looks like partly sunny skies for Metro Denver today, with a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs expected in the high 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.